Ever thought about like taking your skills and actually making money from them
Well,
by building an app and putting it on the Google Play Store?
I mean, the potential audience is huge.
Right. We actually found this YouTube video transcript from the Bill Croy Make Money Guide channel. They talk about a bunch of different online earning tips, and this was one of them that really caught our eye.
Yeah.
So we thought we would do a deep dive into it and really pull out the important steps and what we really need to know to get started.
Yeah, because the transcript really emphasizes understanding the market before even starting to build anything. So that's like the key takeaway, I think, right at the top.
So let's talk about this market research.
Okay.
So, you know, they talk about using tools like Google Trends and actually going to the Google Play Store, looking at the category rankings and things like that. But I don't know, like, how do we go beyond just seeing what's popular now and really find, like, those hidden gems?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, what's really fascinating is that there are potential needs that are maybe not super obvious. Like, you might think like, oh, this is a really popular app category. But if you dig a little bit deeper, you know, read user reviews, are people complaining about a specific thing that is missing in all of the apps, or like that they all do really poorly? That's your opening.
So an example, like a to-do list app.
Yeah.
There's tons of them out there.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, people are frustrated with like the collaboration features in all the existing to-do list apps.
That's exactly it. So if you could solve that one problem, you're like golden.
So it really is about solving a problem, not just adding another whatever. Okay, so we understand the market. We found our niche.
Right.
Now we actually have to build the app.
Right.
So the transcript talks about planning the features, design tools like Figma and Sketch, and development frameworks like Flutter and Android Studio.
Yeah, so many options out there. It's kind of mind-boggling.
It is. Flutter seems pretty neat.
Uh-huh.
The cross-platform ability is super efficient. But I wonder, are there any downsides to consider, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up efficiency. Like, it can really save you a ton of time and resources if you're using Flutter, because you're building for both iOS and Android at the same time, essentially.
Yeah.
However, there are going to be times where if you're looking for a very specific feature that deeply integrates with a specific operating system, like maybe it leverages some hardware thing on a phone that's only available on that phone, you're going to want to go native.
Okay.
Another thing that the transcript really highlights is like testing.
Right.
You're testing your app, not just on an emulator, but also on real devices, because they behave differently sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to release it and then it doesn't work.
Exactly. And like, even testing across different screen sizes, different versions of the operating system, tools like Firebase Test Lab can really help automate this process.
Catch those glitches, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we built this amazing app. It's all polished.
Right.
Time to get it onto Google Play.
Yes.
The transcript says, first, we need a Google Play developer account.
You got to have that.
Okay. And that's a one-time $25 fee.
That's it, yeah.
What does that give us?
Okay, so that fee gives you access to what's called the Google Play console. And this is basically your central platform to manage your app's listing. You know, the page on Google Play, how it looks, the description, all of that. You can track its performance, see how many people are downloading it, what countries are downloading it from, all that kind of stuff. And it also lets you deploy updates to your app, you know, when you're fixing bugs or adding new features.
So it's our, like, base of operations.
That's it.
Base secured.
Yeah.
So our app is live. People can find it in theory.
Hopefully.
How do we make sure people actually see it amongst the like millions of other apps?
Right. Well, the transcript talks about App Store optimization, which is a mouthful. We'll call it ASO. And this involves like using relevant keywords in your app's title and description, things like that, so people can find it when they're searching.
Right. So beyond keywords, what are some like less obvious ASO tactics that we can consider?
Well, what's really crucial here, and the transcript really touches on this, is visual appeal. Think about it. You're scrolling through a sea of apps, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to grab people's attention. So high-quality screenshots that showcase the key features of your app, maybe even a compelling video, like a one-minute demo of the app,
yeah.
And then the app icon, that's like the first thing people see. It needs to be memorable. It needs to stand out.
So it all has to look really good.
It does. It does. And one other thing that's important is localization, which the transcript mentions. This means translating your app and its description into different languages.
Oh, right. Going global.
Yeah. Don't underestimate the power of speaking to your audience in their own language.
Okay. So the app is looking good. People are finding it and downloading it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the money part.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk monetization. The transcript outlines a few different strategies like in-app purchases, the freemium model, ads through Google AdMob, and then just like straight up paid apps where you pay to download it.
There are so many ways to make money from an app.
I know. Which of these strategies, though, tends to be the most effective, especially for a brand new app?
You know, it really depends on the type of app and what it does, what its value proposition is. A freemium model, like where the app is free to download, but there are paid upgrades or features, is pretty common. That allows for broader adoption initially.
Right.
And you can still make money from the people who are really engaged. And then also ads, especially if they're not too intrusive, they can be a good way to generate some revenue.
Okay.
But the key takeaway from the transcript is you really have to think about what your target audience is willing to pay for.
Right. Makes sense. So our app's live. It's making money. But we're not done yet.
No.
Right.
The journey continues.
The transcript emphasizes we need to promote it. You know, tell people about it on social media, maybe work with some influencers, even use Google Ads.
Yeah, you have to hustle.
And then there's those user reviews. The transcript makes them sound like gold.
They are gold.
Yeah.
Think about it. When you're looking for a new app, what do?
Yeah, you read the reviews.
Exactly. And the transcript highlights that positive reviews act as social proof. They give people confidence that this app is worth downloading.
Mm-hmm.
And then going beyond just promoting it, you got to keep your ear to the ground, see what people are saying. And the transcript also highlights that you have to be actively responding to feedback. So if someone's having a problem, you're right there helping them. You're showing that you care and that you're listening. And then regular updates.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah, fixing bugs, adding new features. You know, all of that is crucial for keeping people engaged in the long run.
So it really is like this whole ecosystem.
It is.
You know, understand the audience, build a really good app, make sure people can find it, find the right way to make money from it, and then never stop, like, iterating based on what people are saying.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of the Google Play Store. It's this massive platform with millions of potential users, but it's also constantly evolving.
So we have to evolve too.
Exactly. You have to stay nimble, you have to stay curious, and always be willing to learn and adapt.
And on that note, here's something for you to think about, dear listener. Considering your own unique skills and passions, what could you create? What digital tool, what entertainment experience could you bring to the millions of Google Play Store users? What problem could you solve? What need could you fulfill right there in their pocket? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.